This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are about to be put on the level with J. Lewis Mills. Whether it's truth, controversy, good news, or bad. If it offends you, I'm sorry. If you agree, that's great. We talk about it all here because everything needs to be put on the level. Come in and join the conversation. I promise you'll be glad you did. Hello, hello. Thank you once again for joining me. I am J. Lewis Mills, and you are now on the level with J. Lewis Mills. As always, I hope you all had a great, productive week. My week was interesting. I had an interesting week. There's not really allowed to talk about it, but I just had a very interesting, enlightening week. So I am very excited to be here with you this week. I am very excited that you are here with me this week. Sit back, enjoy the ride, because I think this one's going to be a bit of a ride. Before I get started, let me first say, you can listen to my show, or you can follow my show if you go to facebook.com/BBS Radio. That's B as in boy, B as in boy, S as in Sam Radio. You click on the live and you will have my show right now on the level with J. Lewis Mills. You can share the link. Do whatever you want to. I am so grateful for the ones that are listening to me, either through the BBS Radio app, or you have gone to bbsradio.com/on the level, or you are just at bbsradio.com and you have clicked on station 2. So thank you very much. I would also like to first... I would also like to thank everyone that follows me on Instagram, that sent me a private message either today, or I guess it's called a direct message, either today or Monday when I posted about doing this show. Your words were very enlightening to me. They were very encouraging to me. And it kind of helped me understand just why I am doing the show that I am doing this week, because it's not just me. And I knew that. I knew that, you know, the situations I'm going to be speaking about tonight, I knew that they weren't just something that I could, that were going on with me, rather. And I had someone have a conversation with me, and they were trying to tell me how transparent I am, and there needs to be more of a cloak of mystery when it comes to J. Lewis Mills. Whatever. I mean, I appreciate you, but whatever. If you're listening to my show right now, I appreciate you, but you know, whatever. I am as open as I am because I remember how it was before I was a series regular on a show. I remember what it was like before I was in the public eye, so to speak. And if there were someone that was in the public eye, be it an actor, a singer, a politician, just anyone that was in the public eye, if they were going through the same things I was going through in my then regular life, it meant a lot to me to hear them talk about it. It meant a lot to me, and it helped me understand that, you know, just because you reach a certain level, and I really haven't reached the level that I believe I can achieve, but I have reached a certain level. And I believe that if because I do have, some people want to call fans, I call friends, but because I do have people that listen to what I say, because I do have people that are genuinely interested in me. I feel like when I have a real life, real world situation, I should talk about it. There will never come a time, I don't care how much more success I have in the acting industry, in the radio industry, in the motivational speaking world. It doesn't matter to me how much success I will ever achieve. I will promise you all this. I will never become Hollywood. I will never forget where I came from. I will never forget the people that were with me on the ground floor of this journey that I am on right now. So I will always be transparent. Now, there will come a time when, you know, when I start a family. You know, there will come a time when I am not as transparent. But right now, it's, you know, it's just me. And I feel like if I can motivate and if I can inspire, then, you know, that's serving the purpose that I am wanting to serve. So let's get into tonight's show. I have been struggling, and I don't think struggling is the wrong word. I think that is the proper word in this context. I have been struggling for the last several days about how I was going to approach my show this evening. Was I just going to get ethnic and just go all in and verbally Holocaust somebody? Yeah, that's possible. But what purpose at the end of the day does that serve? Was I going to, as somebody said, airing dirty laundry? Was I going to air somebody's dirty laundry because I'm sure people could relate to it? Yeah, I could have done that too. But again, what purpose does that serve? Because at the end of the day, I do want my messages to be inspirational and motivational. Now, I do also understand that there are going to be times where you do need a level of negativity just to get your point across. So, you know, there is that. So I decided, you know, maybe the first thing I need to do is just kind of explain me and people like me. As I said earlier, thanking people on Instagram that sent me direct messages, I am a firm believer that there are people out there that do think along the same thought patterns as I do. And oh, also, this week, this is a live show, so I am here right now. So if you do hear me say something that you agree with or that you disagree with, the number to call is 1-888-429-5471. Again, that's 1-888-429-5471. If you are going to call in, please understand, I do not have arguments with anyone. I don't have anyone in my life relevant enough for me to have an argument with. So I do not have arguments. I have conversations. So if you are going to call me this evening, please understand I would like to have a conversation with you. Whether you agree with me or whether you disagree with me, I would like for it all to be a conversation that we can both walk away from and say it didn't get ugly, it didn't get rude, it didn't get mean, it didn't get disrespectful, because that's not me. If it goes that way, I will just hang up the phone and call it a day. Or I'll hang up on you and just call it a day. So please keep that in mind. So to better explain a person like me, I work hard, I play hard, I love hard. I don't see a problem in that because it works for me. I am to the age where I believe I know where I want my life to go. I am to the age where I feel like I know how to get what I want, and I don't really need a lot of time to get there. What I mean by that is I don't need a lot of time to figure out if a situation is perfect for me, if a situation is right for me, if a relationship is right for me, if a dating situation is right for me, if a film, if a TV show. I don't feel like I need a lot of time to make my mind up on something. And you know, in work as well as in my personal life, that does tend to be a problem because clearly not everyone thinks like I do. If you approach me with a script or with a show idea and you tell me that that's something you want to work on with me, if you approach me and tell me that you have written a role for me in your film or in your TV show, I'm ready to go. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm not ready to sit and wait 2, 3, 4 months. I'm not ready to send multiple emails because I have a rule of three now. I didn't used to have this rule, but I have a rule of three now. If I send you 3 emails, if I send you 3 text messages, if I send you 3 social media messages, and you just don't have time to respond to me, then this situation is not something that I need to deal with, and it's time to move on. So I now do have my 3 rule. But when you deal with somebody like me that works hard and that is very passionate about their job, you better be ready to start. Okay, so I don't necessarily mean if this is a film, you tell me about it on a Tuesday and I'm asking you what time are you sending my call sheet on Wednesday. That's not what I mean. But if you call me, or you get in contact with me because you have something for me, and I guess I should. I just came up with this thought. You know, you might want to think a little differently, because if they're not reaching out to your representation, then how legit is it? But you know, I guess I have to say also, not everybody reaches out to representation first. There are some people that feel as though they know you personally, or you worked with somebody that they know and they referred you. So, you know, they want to have a conversation with you first before they reach out to your representation. So, you know, I guess that is kind of valid. So I'll stay along the same thought pattern. If you reach out to me and you tell me that you have something that you want me to work on, I'm not just going to sit there for a month, 2 months, 3 months talking about it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be doing this. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be doing that. No, we need to start talking. If it's a character, then I'm already going to start thinking of what footage from film or TV can I get on a streaming platform like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon? Where can I go to watch something in this wheelhouse to get a better understanding of this character, even if it's a character that I feel like I can nail? I still want to do my own research, and I still want to talk to you about it. So if you come up to me on a Tuesday and say, "Jay Lewis, I'm working on this film. I just finished writing it. I've got the funding. I've got this. I've got that. I wanted to see if I could send you a copy of the script so you can read it." Sure, you can. And I will absolutely read it. And as soon as I'm done reading it, from the time I get the script until we have our last scene, I am dialed in 100% to whatever this is. One of the biggest regrets that I have, I can say, about my career so far is while I was doing Heartbeat, I contacted my representation and I told them, do not submit me for anything while I am doing Heartbeat. I am dialed in 100% to this show. That was my mistake. That was what I, nobody else has said this, I call that a rookie mistake. And it really wasn't for my representation to say, hey, you know, Jay Lewis, this probably isn't something you want to do. It was my decision. It was my call. I said it. Would I do that again? Oh, absolutely not. I will never do that again. But when I'm focused on something, that's what I'm focused on. And I'm the same way in my personal life. If I am dating you, it's just you. I don't give a flying. I don't care who else comes within my realm. Who else comes within my world? It doesn't matter to me. You know, I did a show a couple of weeks ago, and it was a question that was asked, and it made me make this comment. I said that when it comes to a relationship, in my opinion, the way I feel, the way I think, if you are dating someone, you can make the conscious decision or you can make the choice. You want to date this person as well as other people, or you are just dialed in to one person. Now, we are individuals. So just because I am a person that feels like I am focused on one person, that doesn't mean just because that's how I am, that's how I expect you to be. Do what you do. You know, if you are comfortable seeing other people, that's your business. Why do I have to know about it? What good reason would I have to know what you're doing when I'm not with you? Because I choose to lead my life the way I do, I don't necessarily think that that means that if I am in an existence with someone, that you need to do the same. What's more, the only way I would be interested in someone else, the same way I would be interested in another project that I was working on, is if I allowed myself to be that way. It's just a choice. So when I hear people say things, and no, this was not something that was said to me, I'm just saying, when I hear people say things like, oh, well, it just happened. The fuck you mean it just happened? It didn't just happen. You just made the decision to let it happen. Nothing just happens. Especially when it comes to being involved with another person. That doesn't just happen. And if I'm wrong, call me and tell me I'm wrong. 888-429-5471. Call me and say, Jay Lewis, you were wrong. And let's have a conversation about it. But because we're mostly all adults here, and because I'm pretty confident everybody listening to my show has had the birds and the bees conversation, shit doesn't just happen. There's too much that has to go on for shit to just happen. So when I hear people say, oh, well, it just happened. I swear I'm not going to give any names. But I do have friends that have been together for about 14 years. And one of them just so happened, oops, accidentally, happened to sleep with somebody else. And I didn't say this in front of the person that they were dating. Dude, you got to get down. I didn't say this in front of the person that they were dating, but I asked, I said, how does something just happen? How is that your excuse? How is that your reasoning? Oh, well, you know, it was just somebody that I was working with, and one thing led to another. Wait, what is that? What the fuck does that mean? One thing led to another. How does that work? How do you let one thing lead to another? Because when you see a situation going that way, that's when you have the decision to say, you know what? I'm in a relationship. I know where this is going. I've seen this movie before. We cannot do this. But if you just let it happen, you let it happen. Don't tell me you just let it happen. I'm not that kind of guy. I can't take that as an excuse. So when I've had these conversations with friends and they've tried to change my mind, you can try all you want to. I'm grateful for the conversation. I don't necessarily think it's going to give me a different perspective, but I am very happy for the conversation. You can try, but it's not going to work. Because I am one of those people that, and some people say this is a fault of mine, I am one of those people that is 100% dialed in to whatever it is that's in my line of sight, either work or play. It doesn't matter. I am 100% dialed in. I am 100% focused. I am 100% loyal to that situation. That's just me. That's how I am. And I know that's how other people are. So, you know, I always say in my shows, we need to treat each other better. Okay, we need to also understand that not everybody thinks the same way we do. Again, that's what makes us individuals. Not everybody thinks the same way I do. Boy, oh boy, do I understand that. I don't think the same way the next man will or the next woman will. And again, boy, oh boy, do I understand that. So when it comes to someone like me, especially if I explain to you how I am, work-wise or personally, that is, in my opinion, that is your time to sit and say, okay, do I want to work with somebody that is all the way dialed in like this fucking guy? Do I want to be in a situation with somebody that's all dialed in like this guy? Or is that too much for me? There's no problem to say that too much. I get it. I mean, I would have to understand that if I understand not everyone thinks the same way I do. I mean, I would think. That only makes common sense to me. So that's what I would do. But another thing that I do, work and personally, I pay attention. I've been saying for years, if you pay attention to paying attention, then the right people will pay attention to you. Somebody told me that sounds like it's going around in circles. I mean, you're just revealing your intelligence, my mind. You know, I don't have a problem with you saying that, but it's really not going in circles. If you stop and think about what I just said, if you pay attention to paying attention, then the right people will pay attention to you. If you are present in every moment, if you're not playing fucking Space Cadet and you're just not there, pay attention. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Pay attention to what I'm doing. Pay attention, especially pay attention to what I say to you. Because I pay attention to what you say to me. When I hear, you nailed it. There have been so many times where me, as well as other actors, not just me, have gone to an audition and a casting director, oh my God, that was perfect. You nailed it. You nailed it. Do you want to see it again? Do you have any notes? No, that was perfect. I wouldn't even want you to do it again. You nailed it. But then we never hear from casting. How much did we really nail it? Why would you tell someone? Now, of course, when you're going to casting, these people don't know the type of person I am. They don't know how dialed into something that I am. That was the one thing that made it difficult for me to have multiple auditions in the same day, because the type of person I am, I get fully 100% invested in what it is I'm doing. So if I have an audition, I am turning that script inside out, upside down, left, right, all over the place. I am learning the character. I am arcing the character in so many different ways. I mean, you could almost even say that I overthink it. But that's just my process. And that's what I do, as well as other actors. I'm not the only one. But in my personal life, when you tell me that I am such an amazing man, when you tell me how nice I am, how thoughtful I am, how caring I am, how sweet I am. Okay, let's just stop right there. I don't really too much know a man alive that likes hearing how sweet he is. And that's definitely something I don't try and go out of my way and do. I never try to be sweet. I try to be respectful. I try to be cordial. I try to be a gentleman. That's just what I do. I'm the same way, and I'm going to continue saying this throughout my show. I'm the same way at work as I am in my personal life. I will have the utmost respect for you until you disrespect me. Then once the level of disrespect comes in work life or in personal life, I mean, you're burnt, basically. You know, I am, again, one of those people that I can't see you the same way. I just can't. I have learned through the years, I don't have to like you in order to work with you. There are people right now today that I could not have a personal conversation with because I just think too poorly of them personally. But work-wise, these people are fucking phenomenal. And I would love to share the screen with them. It's just between cut and action, I don't have shit to say to you. But between action and cut, you are going to get my full 100% because I know you are going to give your full 100%. So work-wise, I really don't have to like somebody in order to work with them. But if you are going to be in my personal life, you are someone that I need to have a good existence with. And the only way for me to have a good existence is for you to really understand me and for me to really understand you. Which is the same way with everyone. I mean, again, I feel like I have to keep saying this because I don't want it to seem like this show is all about me, because it's not. I am the one speaking, but I am speaking for me as well as other people that think like me. Just trying to get that type of an understanding out there. So when you tell me all of these great things about me, that's going to matter. I don't care if I've known you for a short amount of time, a medium amount of time, a long amount of time. That doesn't matter to me. I don't gauge the way I see people. I don't gauge them on how much time I have known you. I gauge how I deal with a person as to how I feel when I'm around you, work-wise and personally. So I don't need a long amount of time to realize, you know what? This film is great. I would love to be attached to this. I can probably figure that out within the first, I'd say, 10 pages of a script, be it TV or film. If somebody is trying to pitch something to me that they want me to work on, I can know probably within the first 5 minutes of you talking whether or not it's something that I can deal with, something that I want to deal with. And I'm not trying to brag saying that I can make my decisions quickly. No, that's just how I am. I'm not somebody that needs to read a script and then say, you know what, I need about a week or so to think about this and, you know, just see if it's something I want to do. No. If I have completely read the script from beginning to end, I'm good. I just want to see how many lines I have. I just want to see where the story goes, because this is reading like a book to me. Same way as in a relationship. If I meet you and I get a good energy from you and I get good vibes from you and we have conversation, so when I meet someone, I more times than not, I have been told that, I feel like I'm on an interview. I feel like I'm on an interview. Sorry, there's shit I want to know. I'm sorry if I ask too many questions, but the fact that I'm asking the type of questions that I'm asking should in some way make something click in your head that there is a certain level of interest, either work-wise or personally. If you pitch me something and I'm asking you questions about it, that means I'm interested. If you send me a script and I read it and I'm asking you questions about it, that means I'm interested. If I'm dating you and I'm asking you questions, that means I am interested in you. That means I want to take this further. If I'm just sitting and I don't say shit to you, that means I don't have anything to say to you. Get the hint. But I have had people tell me that I can make situations. My silence does make people uncomfortable. My silence does make situations awkward. Good. It's supposed to. If I'm silent, that means I'm not. There's something here I'm not feeling. But if you have listened to my shows, then you absolutely know I have the gift of gab. I can fucking talk. I have no problem doing this show this week for an hour talking. That's nothing to me. I could go on probably for 2 or 3 hours if I wanted to. So I can talk. I know how to think of things to say. I know how to be in the moment. So if I'm talking to you and I'm asking you questions, that means I'm interested. I do, to a certain degree, understand work-wise, personally. I understand you do need to get to know people. I understand that. I can tell you right now, personally, there has never been a person that I have met in an intimate way. There's never been a person that I have met that after the first day, week, month, or year, I felt like this is somebody that I want to marry. That type of shit takes a long time. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not, in explaining myself, I don't want anyone to think that I am quick to jump a proverbial gun, because I'm not. But it seems as though that our society is more made up of people that are getting to know you to see if you are relationship material. And I am one of those people. If I want to get to know you, I am getting to know you for my future. And I think there's a big difference in that. Because and that doesn't mean that I don't have guards up, because I do. But that also means that I am not going to have this false guard up because society says I haven't known you long enough to take it down. However you make me feel personally is what I'm going to gauge it on. And, you know, just to be clear, if I can spend an hour with somebody and they haven't annoyed me, they haven't irritated the living shit out of me, you're good. We're probably going to be friends, or we're probably going to work together, or we could probably have some type of a successful existence together. But I don't need 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months to try and see if you're a good person I can work with, if you're a good person I can be friends with, if you're a good person I can be in a relationship with. I don't need that. The first time I meet you, that first meeting, whether it's a first business meeting, whether I meet you at a party and you're a friend of a friend and you become a friend of mine, or if you're somebody that I am on a first date with, by the time each one of those three situations is over, I have basically made up my mind whether or not I was going to have anything to do with you again or not. And that's just me. That's just how me and quite a few other people in this world are. Don't need a lot of time for the bullshit. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm not in high school. I'm not in college. I'm not still living in mommy and daddy's house. I've been on my own for a long time. I've had to take care of myself for a long time. So if I don't know at this stage of the game, if I still have to take as much time to try and figure shit out as I had to take when I was in my 20s, my teens, my 20s, my early 30s even. If I still need to take that much time, in my opinion, there's something wrong with me. So if you are older than I am, I'm already thinking you have shit figured out. Again, that's just me. If I'm wrong, call me and tell me. 1-888-429-5471. I don't think I'm wrong clearly because it's my thought. But if you think I'm wrong, call me and let me know. Let's have a conversation about it. when you deal with people like me that wear their emotions on their sleeves, and I embrace that, I don't think that's a bad thing. Shit, I'm a fucking actor. What do you think I'm going to do? Of course I'm going to wear my emotions on my sleeve. I need to get to my emotions quicker than most any other job in this world. Of course I'm going to wear my emotions on my sleeve. And I will never be Hollywood enough to pretend like I don't. If shit bothers me, hey, you're going to know about it. You may have heard about it from other people, but you haven't heard about it from me yet. So even if you have heard about it from other people, that's not going to stop me from giving you my thought pattern, because that's my thought pattern. So when you deal with a person that wears their emotions on their sleeve, work-wise or personally, you have to understand that fucking person. You have to understand who you're dealing with. And that goes back to my point of saying we all don't think alike. So even when I've heard people say, you know, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Really? If that's the dumbest thing you've ever heard, then all you're doing is saying that you don't have that much life experience. Because if that's the dumbest thing that you've heard, that's the dumbest thing that I've heard. Is somebody say, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. How could you even fix your mouth to say that to somebody? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Really? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So I guess we're both learning something for the first fucking time sitting right here in this here conversation. Because to tell someone something like that, again, that to me, that just shows your level of not having too much life experience. That doesn't have anything to do with the person saying whatever they're saying. Now, if you don't agree with what that person is saying, okay, that's great. Tell them that. But don't sit in somebody's face and say, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What does that solve? What purpose does that serve? It doesn't. But when you're dealing with someone like me, as I said, that wears their emotions on my sleeve, if you can tell me on a Sunday how amazing of a man I am, and then turn around on Monday and say, we can't hang out anymore, because you're too nice, you're too sweet, you're too thoughtful. I don't usually deal with people like you, and when I'm around you, I feel uncomfortable and I get panicky because I don't know if I'm going to do something wrong, and I really like you and I really care about you, but that's not something that we can do anymore. What the fuck did you just say to me? What did you just say? Isn't the reward having an amazing person? Isn't the reward having a nice, caring, thoughtful, intuitive person? Isn't that the end game? I mean, again, if I'm wrong, call me and tell me that I'm wrong. Am I really that prehistoric that I'm thinking, if you're telling me I'm an amazing person, that's a good thing? Am I wrong to think that? So if that's how you feel, you for damn sure need to miss me with all of this, well, we can't hang out anymore. But then when we actually have another conversation about it, and you think it's in your best interest to tell me, well, you know, when I am about to give my heart to somebody, I tend to get scared and I run. Okay, I understand that. I get that. But if you fucking already know that about you, then that's a situation between you and you. That doesn't have shit to do with me. So why are you telling me that? If you know, like me, I know I wear my emotions on my sleeve. If I take something to heart or I take something hard that most people wouldn't usually take to heart, that most people Caller. Wouldn't usually take hard, okay, I get it. I have a caller. I don't know your name. I'm sorry. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And I tuned in late, and I don't know your name either. I'm sorry.
My name is J. Lewis Mills. It's a pleasure to meet you, ma'am.
Okay. My name is Judy. Pleasure to meet you. I think I've heard you before when you might have been interviewed.
I'm yes, not ma'am. Sure.
It was okay. A while ago, maybe a month okay. or maybe two. I've been asleep since then. Not really. Just awake.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, everything that you were saying, it was like, I can't believe that that's everything I say. Oh, and I've been accused also that I talk in circles, but I don't think so, but mm-hmm. to each his own, I guess.
Yes,
whatever
ma'am.
That means.
So when you say when you so you're saying you think the same way I do?
Of course. I'm on the phone with you, aren't I?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you
I
are.
Called
Excuse
in.
Me. Yes. Yes. Yes, you did. So when you hear things like that, how do you take it? How does that resonate with you? How do you process it?
I never heard it before until I heard you talk about it right now. I didn't think there was anybody like me out there.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I say, oh, you're saying you didn't think that there was a man that thought like me.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, we do exist.
That's what you're saying.
Yes,
I know.
Yes.
I know you do, but I haven't ran across one in over 30 years.
What would you think you would do? What would you think you would do if you did run into someone that thought like me? Would it be uncomfortable for you because that's not the norm, or would you feel, thank God, I finally found someone that feels the same way I do?
Yeah, the second choice. Thank God, except there's a little touch there too. That, but yeah, I'll agree with you there. I didn't think there was anybody like me out there, or him.
Yes, ma'am.
Or anyone.
Yes, yes. Where are you calling from? Where is home for you?
I'm on my cell phone, and I'm in the state of Arizona. So,
Arizona.
But I'm originally from up north, so anyway. And that's just another story behind everything else, but you know how that is, because I can't find anybody that I can relate to mindfully or on the same wavelength. I behave
yes.
the same way. I'm too detail-y.
So, what do you do? Or do you feel like you're forced to settle for less? Do you feel like you can't be you anymore? How does that hit you?
Oh, no way. That's what my daughter, of course, my kids are grown, have their own family. But my youngest daughter said that to me last year. She goes, you know, Mom, you probably need to come down a little bit off your standards. And I looked at her and said, what? Apparently you don't know me very well.
So coming down off the standards is impossible.
I've been there, done that, no more. How's that? If they can't relate to me, he, she, actually I can relate better to animals than I can some of these humans. If that makes sense. But no.
Do you find these types of...
Why do that to yourself?
Do you find these type of problems in both the workplace as well as your personal life? Or do you just find these problems in your personal life?
personal life, I don't really care about the work life.
Okay.
I'm older.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for your call, and I thank you for agreeing with me. I thank you for listening, and I hope you continue to listen to the rest of this show as well as my future shows.
I will. Will it be always on Wednesday?
Yes, ma'am. Wednesday night at 8 p.m.
Okay, great. Good deal.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
Well, thank you so much. You too.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so it's not just me. As I said, you know, it's not just me. But, you know, as I was saying, you have to watch what you say to people like me. Because if you can call me and say all of these wonderful things on a Sunday, and then on a Monday, call me and tell me we can't hang out anymore, and then on a Tuesday, we have another verbal conversation, and you say, okay, I guess I was just, you know, when I want to give my heart to somebody, I just feel like I want to run. We can continue dating, and everything is fine, and I do really care about you. And then Wednesday, I don't hear from you, and then Thursday, I get told, you know, I guess we really kind of can't date anymore because I have decided to spend time with my children. Okay, that's great. I get that. But if you're out on a date on Friday, really? One thing that I can say about me is honesty is everything to me. Honesty is everything. And when I tell you that honesty is everything to me, and you tell me honesty is everything to you, I believe you. Am I wrong for that? Maybe. Have I been told I was wrong for that? Yeah, I have. But honesty is the best thing, best way to deal with me. But my question in bringing that up is, what the actual fuck kind of person is going to lie on their children? Why would you do that? Why couldn't you just say, hey, look, homie, shit's not popping between the two of us like I thought it was going to. I got to go somewhere else. Okay. Why would I contact you again? But if you want to put all of these thoughts out there of how great and amazing and wonderful and you're happy to be, and you know, all of that. Now, of course, this is speaking of my personal life. This isn't speaking of my work life, but I will take that into my work life as well because it absolutely fits. If you tell me that, oh, you're such a great actor. Oh my gosh, you nailed every scene that I saw on your TV show. You nailed it. You were the funniest one on there. You were the greatest one on there. Okay. I want to work with you. I've got something right now that I'm working on. Okay. Let's do it. Let's work. When do you want to schedule a meeting? Oh, well, you know, we're still like a month or two out from that. Well, then why the fuck are you talking to me now? Why? For what? For what reason? I'm ready right now. You mentioned it to me. You talked to me about it. I heard what the fuck you said. I'm dialed in. I'm all in. Let's talk. And I kind of, now let me just make this clear as well. If you're going to talk to me about something work-related, if it's just a personal email or something, I will take that with a certain level of validity. But if you're out somewhere and you're standing and you're doing that fucking, what I cannot stand is you're doing that fucking loud talking so everybody around us can hear what the fuck you're saying to me. Oh, I can recognize that already. So I'm not talking about that person. That's just a whole different animal right there. The person that loud talks you in front of other people so that other people can hear so that they can try and make themselves look important. That's not even the person I'm talking about right now when I'm talking work-wise. I try not to have work ever interfere with my personal life, which is why I have publicly said I really honestly doubt that I would ever. There was a time when I thought differently, but the way I'm thinking now and the way I see my career now, I really honestly don't think that there is a chance in hell for me to ever get into a relationship with an actress. Now watch, that's the person I end up falling for. But I'm just saying, I really don't think that I would ever, because when you're both doing the same thing, there is no time off. It's something that you're going to talk about. If I want to know about your day and you do the same shit that I do, I may as well still be at work, realistically, the way I think. That's how I think about it. So I should still be at work. So I try to keep my personal life and my work life separate. But when the thought patterns are the same for both, because I am passionate about both, sometimes there is a bit of a gray area there. Sometimes the two worlds do come intersect each other. Sometimes, not all the time. Wow. An hour is almost up already. Felt like I've been talking for 20 minutes. My goodness. Okay, so basically, to wrap up what I'm saying, we all don't think alike, people. We all aren't alike. And it would do everybody involved in a situation, whether it's work or personal, it would do everybody in that situation justice if we started paying attention to each other, start paying attention to what type of people we are dealing with, and stop thinking that everyone thinks the same way we do individually, because that's not the truth. And I think that's a real reason why there are some people that can't work with others. There are some people that can't be in a relationship with certain type people because they think that everyone thinks the same way they do. And, you know, I've had friends that feel like in order to be friends with them, you have to agree on every fucking thing. I still have friends that feel that way. I'm not going to tell them what I disagree with them on because it's pointless. It's a bunch of petty stuff, so just shut the fuck up. When they have their opinion about something, I'm quiet. When they leave, I'm talking again. You know, so we just have to understand the type of people that we deal with. And maybe in our society, it wouldn't be bad for more of us to adopt honesty and put it in our toolbox. Because, again, I'm the kind of person, if you're lying to me and I know you're lying to me, I would feel like a first-class jackass if I just let that go. I can't let it go. I'm one of those people too. I can't let shit go. I just can't. If it's wrong that I need an explanation, then it's wrong that I need an explanation. If you contact me to do a film and then all of a sudden I have been fired from the film and I don't know why, I'm sorry, but I do need an explanation. If you and I are friends and everything has been fine between us, and then all of a sudden you go 180 degrees, well, we can't be friends anymore. Why? I'm not one of those people that says, you know what? Okay, fine. Fuck you. We're just not friends anymore. Okay, fine. Fuck you. I'm just not going to do the, I guess I'm not going to do the film. Moving on. No, that's not me. Because I have to know why. And if you are in a personal relationship with me, and we are both telling each other how good we feel things are going, and then you do take that 180-degree turn, I don't give a flying floozy fuck who you are. I absolutely do need to know why. And if that's wrong, then I guess I'm just going to have to be wrong. Because when you get somebody that is so dialed in, when you get somebody that works hard, plays hard, loves hard, we have to know what the disconnect is. I'm not just speaking for me. I know I'm not just speaking for me. Because that is a trait that I have seen in other people that I know. Well, do you mind explaining to me why? No, I don't mind explaining to you why, because I'm the same way. I need an explanation why too. That explanation is only going to start a conversation. Well, no, you're wrong. That's not how I took things. That's not how it is. Well, no, I do like your work. I do like your film. Why would you say I didn't? If I didn't like it, why wouldn't I tell you I didn't like it? I like it. Let's do it. Oh, well, you know, I heard this, that, and the other. Well, motherfucker, please. You are in my face right now, and I'm telling you I have no problem. Why are you going to believe something somebody else says? Because, Jay Lewis, people don't usually tell people the truth anymore, so I have to listen to what somebody else says versus what you say. The fuck are you? Where did you come from? Well, I've been talking to my friends, and they explained, they told me what type of guy you are. I don't know your fucking friends, Miss Lady. I have yet to talk to one of your friends. So how can one of your friends tell me how I am? Well, they dealt with people like you before. How do they know what I'm like? Again, I've never had a conversation with them. I understand that. I get it. You're going to listen to who you've known longer because you don't think that this person's going to lie to you. But let me tell you from personal experience, the ones you have to watch the most are the ones that you've known the longest because those are the ones that are least suspect. Do you know I've actually heard people say, I've known her so long, she'll listen to anything that I say. I've known him so long, he'll listen to anything that I say. And because I've heard that more than once in different arenas, different atmospheres, different shit, even different states, hell, different countries, since I've heard that, that has basically taught me, watch the ones you've known the longest. Watch them just as much as the ones that you've known the shortest. Because there are people out there that will say, oh, I've known her for years. She'll listen to anything I say. Or I've seen people having a problem with somebody and a third party comes into the situation. Do you want me to talk to her? Do you want me to talk to him? I've known them for years. They'll listen to me. They'll listen to whatever I say.
Really?
Is that right? Interesting. I think it's bullshit, but interesting. So there it is. I hope some level of positivity was gained out of this show. I really do. I hope that it's not seen as me just rambling on because I did have a purpose for saying everything that I said during this show. We all, as people, have our breaking points. And work-wise, as well as personally, there were just some situations that happened with me. Here I am being Mr. Transparent again. If you don't like it, I don't know. I really don't know what to tell you. But there have been some situations that happened with me work-wise as well as personally that made me say, you know what? I know that this is not just me. And I'm not going to get on my talk show trying to look for anyone's sympathy. If I could do anything during this show, it was just to better give a better understanding of people like me. There are still some people out there that know what the fuck they want out of life. There are some people out there that know what their capabilities are. There are some people out there that are still honest, that are still genuine. Not everybody puts on a face when they walk out the door in the morning and takes that face off when they get home at night. Some of us just live and let live. Some of us just want to enjoy the time we have on this planet. Some of us don't really care about the dramatic bullshit. That's why me and reality TV shows will never be friends. Whenever you stick a camera in somebody's face, you're taking the element of reality out of the situation. Why people don't understand that, I haven't the slightest idea. I'm not trying to knock anybody's hustle. Get your money, reality TV people, however you can. I'm happy for you. Legitimately, I am, because you'll never take any roles from me because I'm a real actor. I didn't have to get on TV acting a first-class fool in order to have 200 or 300,000 likes on my Instagram pictures. In order to have a few hundred thousand Twitter followers. I didn't have to get on TV hoping that I did something that my mother or my father, well, I really don't care what they think, but if I did, I don't have to get on television compromising myself. I don't have to be used as a pawn like most people in reality shows are. If y'all really knew the truth on these reality TV shows, I don't necessarily think you would watch them, and it's not my business to tell you, so enjoy them if you want to. But when I say I deal in the realm of reality, I mean just that. I deal in the real realm of reality. Now, that may be my reality, but to me, that's still reality. If I tell you I'm interested in something, I'm interested in it. Don't go fucking talking to he, she, and her and let them tell you, well, this is what he really means. If I tell you I don't have to agree with everything that you say in order to be your friend, don't send me bullshit messages. Oh, I know we're not going to be friends anymore because I feel this way about Trump, or because I don't give a flying floozy fuck. Excuse my language, but again, I'm just trying to make a point. And if I am dating you, and I tell you I like you, and I tell you that I am dialed into you, I don't give a fuck what your chicken head friends have to say to you. They don't know me. Now that part, that's just me. I can't speak for other people, but that's just me. So work, friend, and relationship. Honesty, to me, is always the best policy. To lie to me is not in your best interest. And then to get mad at me because I'm not believing your lies, who does that? Who does that? When you first approach me about work and you tell me that it's well within your budget, and then you come back and tell me, you're too expensive. I am the same fucking person I was before. If you didn't do your research, if you didn't do your homework, if you don't know the way this business runs, that doesn't have shit to do with me, other than you wasting my time. If you are a friend of mine, and you think because we sit on different sides of the aisle, I am going to not like you anymore, that doesn't have anything to do with me. That problem is within you and you. Because when I tell you I can still be your friend, I can still be your friend. When I tell you that I have an interest in you, and you tell me you think I'm going to go to a Hollywood party and meet somebody else and forget about you, tell me how you really feel. What is all this leading up to you? Is there some other cat you'd like to hang out with? Because if there is, go. Do it. Just don't lie to me. I cannot stand that. Now, I'm not going to say I haven't lied to people before in the past, because I would be lying if I said I never lied to a person before. But there does come a time in life where you just stop all that silly ass shit. There has to come a time in life where you know what you want, you know what you need, you know what you deserve. And if you're going to go and tell someone they're perfect for your film, if you're going to go tell someone, yes, we can be friends, if you're going to go tell someone, yes, we can continue on, you need to fucking mean it. Because all this back and forth, it's for the birds and immature people. People can say a lot of things about me, but one thing that nobody on this earth can say is that I'm fucking immature. That's for damn sure. I don't care what anybody says about me. The one thing you cannot say is that I'm immature. So I hope you all got the message. I hope you all understand what I'm saying. This is not about one job. This is not about one friend. And this is not about one female. It really isn't. Honestly. It's not. I hope you all have a great week. I hope you will join me next week with my guest, Hollywood agent Gail Williamson. We will be discussing actors with disabilities. We will be talking about the state of where hiring actors with disabilities is currently in our film and television, in our entertainment, well, film and television and theater industry. We may take a little bit of a walk down memory lane, so I invite you all to listen to that show. Again, I thank you all for being here this week. I do hope that you got something constructive out of my show this week. I hope that you all can learn to treat people better, understand people better, and let's just be more honest. I think people would rather take a hard truth than a soft lie. I know I would. So thank you again. Until next week. Are you inspired? Can I inspire you more? Come join me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Station 2 here at BBS Radio. Let's get inspired together. Come join me. You'll be glad you did.